So I'm asking the great Rich Mitchin.
This is Kevon Looney. Welcome back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game. Take it away, Steiny.
Thanks, Kevon. Great run. Great run. Great guy.
Have we replaced him?
Not yet. You know, I was looking back at the Mike Dunleavy quote about Kuminga, and he said, we think we're in a great place with Kuminga. We'd like to get something done sooner rather than later. He said, but sometimes with restricted free agency, things drag out.
Trades are hard.
Hey,
and by the way, by
the Valkyries
last line,
shattered their win total.
But they are balling.
Yeah.
They are hooping.
Welcome to the era of professional sports.
And whoever their star is, Caitlin Clark,
it's not.
They shut them down. They take their water. Like, damn.
The one player I should say who will not be taking the Valkyries into the next era is Julie Van Loo.
I thought she was on the mend. No, she was over playing for a country.
Yeah.
And
they won. They won the Eurobasket.
So now she'll come back excited.
Yeah, and she got waived. She got off the plane and found out she was waived. It's a tough business.
Off the plane?
Right off the plane. She actually skipped the festivities.
Oh, that hurts. Seriously, Stoddy. I'm not as cold as you. That hurts. They couldn't have got it to her a little sooner?
I don't know.
Yeah. If I could share with you, like I did Evan real quick here, just about how people, Warrior Dub Nation, does not want Ayton. My guy Squirt, don't have him anywhere remotely close to here. What do we got at the center position?
You have...
Right now. I'll help you out. Close your eyes.
What?
What do you see?
Help me.
Nothing.
Okay. So this is why this is...
Evan came okay. like that
so,
one.
So, okay. Okay. So now you're saying, this is what I mean. Oh, but for 2 years, TJD...
Sonny, Quinton Post, A+.
I'm not out on it.
Maybe
well, then don't
have
say we have nothing.
Right, you
just said we have nothing at the center spot.
I'll give you that. Shout out Wimbledon. I'll give that point to you. Sonny, I'm not dumb, but Kerr pulled this. He shot him down. He had TJD just a bump on the pickle. After we saw some stuff. Again, I'm not selling. You think it's about the stars with me. I saw stuff we all did with TJD. He was starting. And then all of a sudden, Kerr, I guess I'm not, felt like, you know what? Just sit here with me for a little bit. Like, I don't understand that. So you do have TJD. I am wrong. They do have an option at center.
I want to push back on something.
Everything I say.
No, just the one thing you tend to do. Okay, you're right. TJD, he was starting. Okay, you're right, he was. So has Moody. Moody has started. Post has started. Trace Jackson Davis has started. Pods has started. Heald has started. Doesn't matter. Doesn't make, if you, they're still the players they are.
Yeah.
I like this, though, from the 408. Horford's more likely to buy into the Curry system than Ayton.
Because he's a professional. And I read some stuff on Ayton Steiny, seriously.
Oh.
Kicking chairs, getting pulled out the game.
Because he cares.
Cussing out the trainers, missing the all the stuff, flights. Like, if
were you holding on to that info?
No. It was. I read it this morning.
Still want him.
But I think that was operation, how do I get out of port?
Sure. Sure. And he'll get into this culture, and right as it's ready to flip him.
Well, Dre and Steph aren't going for that. Like, Dre will get with him.
Oh, my God.
We talked about it yesterday a little bit, Stoney, and I'm not trying to run Dre out of town. But he's a lifer. He's a lifer. Yeah. Steph wants him a lifer, and that's it. But the bottom line is, if that was not there, you would flip Dre and Kuminga would take his spot. If there were no legacy involved, and it was just cutthroat, and Pat and the greatest guys to ever do it, Jerry West was running this. Dre would be Jetson, and the young Thundercat like Kuminga would get his shot. That doesn't sound crazy to you, right? Hello? Stoney, come on. It is what it is.
But you've
and
already.
Andre, I love
you've
you.
Made your strategy clear. And that's what I guess. That's the part, I guess, where I want to push back. You can't. Why is everybody surprised that they're treading water right now in free agency? That's what I don't understand. You went and got Butler. You locked him in, and Curry's locked in, and Draymond's locked in.
But Lakers, he's real quick, Saturday, he's shown us he'll go over the eight, he'll pay that.
That's when you're a title contender.
And wow.
By the way, let me take a call.
Yeah.
Let's go to Little Jay. Little Jay's in the East Bay. What's up, Little Jay? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, first of all, I want to say thank you to you guys. I listen to you guys work, and you guys are awesome.
Thank you, Little Jay.
Yeah, I just feel the Warriors, they need a big man, and for them to keep up with all these OKC and Houston Rockets and other teams, they're going to need a true center, someone that could protect the rim and, you know, like somebody that could be a good defender. I don't think Quentin Post is good enough.
Yeah, thanks a little, Jay.
We didn't mention, he didn't mention TJD. He put it all on Post. So it's TJD's, you know, responsibility right now. But damn, Steiner, you kind of took my thunder, man. And I mean it. I thought free agency represented maybe a player to where Laker would go into tax in the red, thinking that guy would send them or get them closer to number five as possible.
And
those dudes are getting snatched up left and right. And they may be all gone.
I'm blown away because, like, there have been names that have popped up forever with this team. And how about this one? This was a name that's let's get this guy. Jonas Valanciunas. He was just traded for Dario Saric.
Right, man.
Okay?
Yeah. I ain't mad.
I
respect
this. Listen, why wouldn't the Warriors be interested in Valanciunas?
Maybe they think TJD is better and cheaper.
This from the 510, and now we got an issue.
Okay.
Wow. Matt, sad but true, Goo took a shot at you yesterday. Probably not a big deal. It was just Goo being Goo.
Hey.
I'm glad you guys are back together. Would you say?
Well, call it like you see it.
And Shannon, I will. So Ritter came in and saw Evan was in for you and wanted this to go viral. He said, young, talking to Evan, you're an upgrade. So he wanted me to say that on air, and I said that on air, but it wasn't my, I wasn't KFC.
So you're
Ritter,
lemming?
Huh?
You're a lemming?
No, he told me to say it, and we were, so I said it.
He did say it had to make the air.
Yeah. It didn't get a lot of traction, but don't look at me like I said it, and I ain't scared to tell you if I took a shot at you. Ritter did.
It's because you go after Ritter every single time we go to Chase Center.
Yeah.
Who does?
You.
Please.
I hate snitches. Who was that? Trying to steer
Demetrius on the text.
Damn, Demetrius.
I'm listening on the Odyssey app, so I'm a little behind, but please, somebody beg Guru to lose this Thundercat thing.
It's because we don't have any. I get it.
We got
Thundercats.
I got to do this.
Thundercat. I like it.
What if I tell you there is a guy out there the Warriors could get, and he's...
I would be excited.
Damian Lillard.
He's not a Thundercat.
And you can't be injured. Like, I love Dame. He's going to miss 95% of next year.
Oh. Okay, yeah, let's put him on. Let's put Demetrius on.
Oh.
Demetrius, I believe, is your father's UPS driver.
From the holiday.
Hey, D.
Hey,
buddy.
Man, D, you come up to me out.
Hey, first off, I got to say, I had a great weekend. I spent the weekend with Willard and Dibbs golfing. I won the contest for Cash Creek, so I had a great time.
Hey,
with
real
Tom.
Quick, can they great. Shoot the? Can they, how was their game?
Hey, I'm just going to tell you this. Me and my brother were hacking all over the fairway because we hadn't golfed in a while.
Right.
And Dibs was so patient. He shot darn it at 80. He was on it.
Oh,
I'm just
boy.
Telling you,
we'll hear about that today. Okay. Wow. How about Willard?
Hey, and I'm backing him up 100%. I know how to golf, and I've golfed for years, but our games weren't on it, but Dibs was on fire.
How about Willard?
Hey, so let me just paraphrase. First off, you know, I deliver to Norm every day.
All right.
Yeah, so shout out to Norm and Daisy. You know I love you, Goo.
Right on.
But it just was odd because, and I'll tell you what happened, Matt. They had just interviewed Will Richard, draft pick, and he had been talking about how he grew up idolizing and worshiping, you know, and loving Steph Curry.
Yeah.
And so when they got done with the interview, Goo being Goo turned to Evan and said, "Dang, Evan, can you imagine if you grew up or you worship somebody, you love somebody, and then all of a sudden now you're playing basketball or working with them, and they just idolize them, and you just stop the world." And he said, "Man, I wouldn't even know what that was like." And I'm thinking, well, you're there every day with the Mount Rushmore, Matt, and you wouldn't even know what it was like. Like, wow, how quickly the mighty have fallen.
Oh, see,
so
he took it out of
I'm sure it was probably a Freudian slip, but he just looked at it and said, "Could you imagine if I played ball or you worked with somebody and you had really worshipped or idolized?" And I was thinking, you do that every day, bro. So.
But Demetrius, we love Steiny. He's not Steph Curry. He's D3 player.
No, but this is the radio equivalent. I am Curry radio.
Evan, I'll let you take. Now, Steiny, I love you. You are really Larry David, but he's got you in a somewhere higher than I'd.
If you're Curry, Drake's got real abs.
If dude, you're Curry, you seen Drake, the photo going around? He had the surgery for fake abs and. Okay. He took a selfie, Drake did.
Sure.
And it looks like Batman. It looks so plastic, Steiny, his abs.
Uh-huh.
He's just.
He's jacked?
He's a joke. No, they're fake. And he tried to sell it like it was real. He's taking a L. I'm done with him until he comes with a double album. But my point is, that's how bad it is. Demetrius, I'm hurt. And I think you feel better because I didn't take a shot at you.
No, I.
You play D3.
I know what goes on here when I'm gone.
I hear you, and it hurts me.
Where's he at right now? Because now they are up there.
Listen, here's some good news. Mark Spears, Kuminga, what's going on? Anscape.
There seems to be optimism in the Warriors camp that he will resign. He will be a restricted free agent. This market's not great for him. As one NBA GM told me, is like, what has he proven to be worth what his agent wants, which is $25+ million? Mm. Who has that money for him? Why does he deserve that? But then on the flip side, if he returns to the Warriors, like, what's his role?
And can he reach his full potential then?
Yeah, and so if I'm Jonathan, I'm in a really weird spot right now. The money's not here this summer. Maybe it's next summer. But either way, there's a lot of question marks.
Either way, there's a lot of question marks.
But is the head coach optimistic, Spears, that Kuminga would be coming back?
I think it's up to,
That's the right on the table brought to you by Echo Pest Control. Does Kerr want to be, like, he wouldn't tell it, say it into a mic. Is he tired of the headache?
I don't know.
Who would be optimistic about JK returning? The owner who was at the Valkyrie game a day after they got eliminated with Kuminga. What was that about?
That was the equivalent of Joe Lacob golfing with Klay Thompson. Mm. It's his way of saying night-night. Perhaps. Yeah. Perhaps.
Another center off the board, gentlemen. Jakob Poeltl has agreed to a 4-year, $104 million contract extension with the Toronto Raptors.
This is why the 24-hour fitness are full of kids with their moms opening up their checkbook, paying trainers. This chicken that they're just in sports in general, it's that. Why would you try to be anything else?
Because most people don't grow to 7 feet.
Yeah, Soto got $750 million.
750, and we want to know what's wrong with the world and why there's homeless people. when we could spend some of that money getting everybody back on their feet. But let me digress.
Well, go ahead.
No,
you're going to digress.
I did that
go
about
ahead.
A month ago. I barely made it, but yeah, I'll leave that there, Stoney. Wow.
Let's go to Suge in Fremont. Hey, Suge, how you doing?
Hi there. How are you guys doing? I haven't talked to you in a long time.
I missed
time.
You.
Yeah, welcome Suge, back. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, I realized one thing, and maybe all Warriors fans also should think about it. I know we're excited about getting Horford here, but I don't think Horford would come here over the Knicks. I mean, the East is wide open. He's better off going to the Knicks as a backup center. And, you know, why would he come here and play with three guys who are just slightly younger than him? It's not worth it for him. He probably sees it too. I think we should all just enjoy the games that we win and ride it out. Really, that's all we can do. Maybe we'll get someone, enjoy the games that we would do well, and just have fun. And, you know, once this Curry era is over, then you start the rebuilding. Otherwise, there's just nothing. I mean, Curry, as much as I like Stephen Curry, I think he likes to have Draymond on the team because he passes the ball to him. I mean, there is a good chance always if Curry gets the ball that we'll get points. But even otherwise, you know, Curry can build his little legacy. Draymond can be the little sidekick. And Jimmy, I don't know what he's doing. He's just getting his money, that's all. It's kind of a sad situation in that sense, I feel. But it's how it is. And I think we should just enjoy the games, that's all.
Thank you, Suge. Appreciate it.
That's my girl, Stoney. Okay, just enjoy them, Suge, unless we're trying to vie for a chip.
Well, they are. And this is where it got you. Seriously, this is where it's gotten you. Thinking you were a title team for the last 3 years, this is where it's gotten you. It's gotten you in a position where your payroll's not very good. You've got three old guys occupying too much of your cap. You don't have a lot of young talent on the team. One of the players on the team that represents young talent, the coach isn't crazy about, nor has he even come close to reaching his potential.
Oh, my God.
You just lost Looney, your heart and soul.
You sound like the doctor coming in the room saying, hey, get your affairs in order.
I guess.
Dude, seriously, that's what you just sounded like.
I guess what I don't understand is maybe people didn't understand.
Well, hold on.
3 years ago,
back.
What they were
hold
doing.
On. You got Steph and Jimmy Butler and Dre
well,
still.
Well, then shut up.
No, about that? I'm almost
shut
there.
Up.
I'm
shut up. Dude.
I'm almost like, bring Kuminga back. Let's run it back.
Okay. Then, right.
It's
right.
Not there. Get your affairs in order. What you just said. Well, like, it's bleak some stuff. But you got Steph, Jimmy, and we saw what happened when he came into town. Run this bad boy back if that's what it is. And we'll
sound
go from there.
You sound very excited about that.
No, and Evan brought up a good point yesterday while you were out. When it comes down to the others, this was their first time in the postseason. I know it was Moody's second time a little bit, but you know what I mean. Like, maybe they'll be better this next go round, and I'm assuming they make it. But I'm looking at
maybe
these
they
other
won't
teams:
make the playoffs,
Houston,
next year.
San Antonio, Denver, the Pelicans now. Minnesota, OKC, San Antonio, the Lakers. Like, I feel better OKC. Like, oh, my gosh. I think Sac and the Warriors right now, it's not over. I'm concerned. And way more about Sac, but who cares? We're talking about the Warriors, Donnie. I'm just, man. And why would Horford pick here over?
Exactly.
I didn't like that. That was a good point. But like I saw about winning, and it is with him.
I saw four teams for Horford, and the Warriors were the worst team on the list. They just were. It was the Knicks,
oh,
the Lakers.
Stop.
I don't even know if it might have been Houston. So I... Do you... come on, Steiny. Pierce Evans, YouTube chat. Come on, you know that's not true. The Warriors will be able to sign whomever in 2 years. Yeah, I get it. No.
We're not looking that far.
What? I don't know. I guess I said they're stuck.
We're talking
right.
about here in the next
no,
hour.
No, you're right.
Half
I mean,
hour.
I mean, they can get off these guys in 2 years, so I guess they're not stuck. It's just going to take 2 years. Oh, the Cavs in Denver, Horford's looking at. I do think there's something to, and not that anybody does this, but nobody's doing the Warriors any favors. They're just not.
All right, so let's be real and put another rat on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. Stani, if this were to continue, how would we analyze Mike D's handling of free agency? I thought Kuminga was going to net you
Why?
A whale. Or something of his caliber, because I think highly. I'm just asking, and maybe that still has yet to be done.
What do you mean? Well, like a big move. Like you thought Kuminga was going to be able to net you like a hawk,
yeah,
right?
Right. Oh, somebody that could come in and fit right in.
And here's the thing. You can't give Mike Dunleavy a D if you've been praising him up to this point.
Well, this is another part of the test.
He can't create something out of nothing. And unfortunately, they've got one guy to deal with this offseason to try to get better, and it's Kuminga. My question is this. If Jonathan Kuminga walked for nothing right now, just left the building, are the Warriors worse?
Yes, yes. In every facet.
Not rebounding. They're not the worst rebounding team.
Stani, but yeah, that's the worst thing that could happen.
Okay, so you think he was
And that won't happen. They are not good. Joe Lacob's not letting that happen. Oh. I'm going above Dunleavy that he will not let that happen.
Evan, do you have a list real quick of free agents still available? Still available. Boy. Yeah,
I can pull one
my
up.
My bad. Like, I'm thinking, I'd let Kuminga walk in a heartbeat if you could sign
this is
a
like
free
Chipotle
agent for
before it closes. Everything you want is damn near gone. We don't have it. Boy, that's Stani. I can't wait to hear. We'll get on
Andrew's,
the other side.
Andrew's saying, Stani, the Bucks created something from nothing by getting Miles Turner.
Who saw that, though?
They waved Damian Lillard. You want to wave Curry? You can go get Miles Turner. Just wave Steph.
Duncan Robinson's available.
You know what? You've heard it here first. The Warriors.
Paul, remember you did that nickname to fruition.
Duncan Robinson will be a Warrior.
Well, you did that with Chris Paul, basically.
I'm calling it right now. They need shooting, and I know people are going to snicker. They need shooting.
But how much would that cost? How was that going to happen?
It's called a sign and trade with the Heat. I think he actually opted out, so he's not.
No.
He's not even under contract.
Get Wiggins back here. You're laughing. I've talked to some people. I got sources.
So
they said Wiggins don't want to come back here. I don't believe that.
Okay. Well, then your sources stink.
Would you want to come back if you're Wiggins?
I don't know.
After dealing with what you just did in South Beach? Like, yuck.
What did he do in South Beach?
There was nothing. Miami's a mess.
Wait, so what's the question about Wiggins?
Would he want to come back here?
I wouldn't, but that's me.
So it was so bad for you here, or we had your back while you went on your sabbatical? Some got nosy. It's natural. Was it all that bad here?
Are you a title contender with Wiggins?
I believe so. He helped you climb that. Like, I would, man. Okay, I get Ayton, but Wiggins coming back? What am I missing? Some would say a brain.
So desperate. That's the reason the Warriors can't get anything done. They're so desperate. The league knows it, and they're just letting them marinate.
Somebody say, good looking, real cut. Keep it up. Jay.
Oh, Drake.
These new cameras.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Is there a Warrior fan out there that understands the place they're in, and
wow,
we kind of saw it.
Yeah,
we
there's a saying,
which is what,
you're up a creek. I can't say the other.
They were up. You know, they were up a creek 6 weeks ago.
No, before they were up a creek before they pulled off the Butler trade.
Okay,
then they were in the what do you call it when you go on a cruise?
I'm not sure.
The cruise ship.
Yeah, the cruise ship, a yacht.
Yeah.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. I'm going to get into some of this. We're going to talk a little bit about free agency, where the Warriors are with Kuminga. Is there, what's also going on with Gary Payton II? We want him back, Goo.
888-957-9570.
Hey, are you planning a road trip? Tahoe, Napa, maybe down the coast? Make your first stop Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Drive in, stay in your car, and even be done in about 15 minutes. Your ride will be ready before you even pack the snacks. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for coupons.
We need Thundercats.